Hello, this is John Griffiths, welcoming you to another episode of 98% Pure Potato, the podcast. And I'm climbing back on the bicycle again to look at another ad. This one was interesting. This is the new Lexus ad, widely celebrated as having been written by an AI program. I first heard about it when Sarah Golding was mentioning it at the IPA New Year President's Reception in January. And was a little surprised that something like this had happened. And I'm grateful to Tom Ewing of System One, who's flagged it, but because of the way in which System One's ad tracking covers all ads in the category, they were able to look at not simply what one might make of an AI written ad, but actually how it performed against other ads. So I wanted to talk about that because I have my concerns about whether AI-led creativity is a good idea. And so it was interesting to look, first of all, at what the System One tracking system made of it. And I'm going to put a link to that and also the Adweek article about the ad, which has a film which goes through to explain which bits the AI put in to increase the noting factors and memorability of the ads. It explains what the AI specifically brought to it. So that's also worth having a look at. Let me start with the Adweek, which basically talks about how the AI program uses people and people's faces in close-up. It anthropomorphizes the car in terms of the way in which it drives towards the back of a truck in this crash test situation, and this relief and the engineer and feeling thoroughly relieved that his car is not being written off, because when the car was driven into the crash test scenario, another wrecked car was being taken away. So it looks mildly dangerous. The emphasis is on safety, but they've managed to get driving shots of the car driving through the mountains on the way down to the crash test site and so on and so forth. Now, what was interesting to me was the AI not only putting in the elements of what would tell a story about the car and the way the car performed, but what was also interesting was putting in incongruous elements, things which would snag the memory, which would catch your attention and potentially take you into memory. So that was interesting that an AI would do that. Turning to the System One piece, which has a grade for all the various stages, because the way in which they measure facial expressions to look at emotion all the way through. And what they've shown is that the ad has indeed done reasonably well. They give it a grade 2, which doesn't sound like a lot, because you can get, instead of 2 out of 5, you can get 5 out of 5, and some ads occasionally do that. The AI seems to pick up on various themes which keep people's attention all the way through. And I think the surprising thing about it is that although it's not a great ad, what System One conclude is that this ad does better than 75% of car ads, largely because car ads are so dull. They mostly just show the car driving about, because that's what gets car brand marketing managers excited. Look, my car's beautiful. Look, it's driving around on a mountain road. So this AI does particularly well, but it doesn't do that well. So I suppose the question is this simply the start of things? Can we expect AIs to work even better? Now, it becomes very evident that what the AI does is to identify things which therefore in production get turned up, that the AI gets tuned against all sorts of ads, and perhaps that knowledge would be available to it down the road. But there seems to be an awful lot of human interaction to make the AI do what it did. So the question is, would a human being do better? Well, based on 75% of other motoring ads, no. So well done to the partnership for coming up with an industry first and for generating an ad which at least was respectable in terms of what it achieved. But I wanted to talk about the way in which one could use this kind of AI support in creativity. Because it seems to me that if a machine can generate a 2 and does it without too much human support, which is a question mark in its own right, but let's assume that it was to do that, surely the whole point about using AI was to get an idea to that level, and then you give it to a human writer stroke art director to take it up, to crank it up a level, to get past the cliches and to take it to something even more original and different. So it's just a way of moving things up a level. When I worked at Collett, Dickinson and Pierce, one of the things which I had to think about more than once was the glorious history of advertising that that agency produced, arguably the greatest advertising agency in the UK ever, but arguably one of the world's greatest agencies. And one of the questions I had to ask myself was, were all the creatives working in that agency during its two golden ages significantly better than everyone else? Were they all geniuses? And I concluded that they couldn't be, that they were good, but what the culture enabled them to do was to move from being average or above average to being significantly above average more of the time. So therefore, the job of managerial culture was to get good people doing even better work. So I suppose my conclusion on this is I think AI could be really useful, but as long as you give it back to the humans and then say, right, that's what a machine can do, how much further can you take it? So to me, a challenging workflow and a way of taking things to a higher level. I want to compare this with a project that I worked on a few years ago. It was an idea I had about getting people in focus groups to write the ads first. And Elena Ionitsa, who now works as a senior strategist at 72 & Sunny in New York, she took me up on it and actually put this thing into focus groups. What was interesting with the exercise, what it showed was that people with the sheer volume of advertising they've seen can write ads very quickly and can write ads which follow the formulas of advertising very faithfully. The problem is this isn't particularly original advertising. So one of the ways in which we wanted to apply it was to say, were you to take the cliches in most advertising in a particular category, whether that might be a shampoo or a car ad or something like that, and were you to get people to reproduce the cliche perfectly, that would be a great point at which to give it to a creative and then say, right, well, I hope you can do better than this. And the argument would be that what you do is you flush out average and below average and utterly cliched advertising, and you give a chance to understand the conventions of how an ad would work in a particular marketplace, and you take it up to a whole new level. That was the way in which we wanted to use it. I never heard of an example where it was actually used after that, but I would argue this is exactly the same workflow issue. Namely, assume that the ad that you're likely to make is going to come out average. That's the law of averages in terms of what's happening. The issue is, how do you flush out the bad stuff and the average stuff and then take it up a level? And it seems to me that AI could be a way of doing that, and so could doing focus groups and getting people to write their own ads as a way of doing that, and then taking that as a way of eliminating the cliches and pushing things up to the next level. And that seems to me to be quite an interesting way of producing advertising, not least because we've got less and less time in which to create advertising, and a significant part of the creative time is getting the crap out of the system. There's a whole cycle there. And it seems to be that AI could remove the dross from that cycle, so one's starting to converge on something quite interesting and something different that would allow good creatives to produce work which is even better than average and to do it time and again and again and again. But that's the podcast this week. I will put the links in so you can look for the ad and look for the two articles by System One and by Adweek. And thanks very much for listening, and I'll be back next week with another one.